go.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
We are the Knight!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerd 2 podcast. We are a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with
Sam,
John,
and Sean.
And, I just need to adjust this a little bit. So, today's episode is going to be Rise of Skywalker, the new and final Star Wars. I don't even want to say trilogy.
It's the last Star Wars movie
of this Skywalker.
It's the second last Star Wars movie of our lifetime.
Well, anyway, so that's going to be the full episode for today. And
I don't even... Do we need to... We're going spoilers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're going to spoil this very much. It's already been a week, so yeah. I can't...
Just over a week.
So I guess this is our spoiler warning where, you know, don't listen if...
Yeah, we're raw dogging this bitch.
And I have no idea how you guys feel, although I can take a guess, but...
I can take a guess from everybody.
I want to unpack this because we have to do this as a group because I feel like I'm going to talk myself.
This is
I'm going to talk myself into things that I'm not going to like, and I'm definitely going to talk myself into things that I did like.
This is like that scene in Endgame where we're dealing with the end of the world, and this also features the first Knights of Nerditude podcast with an openly gay character as well.
Yeah. But we're not going to say which one it is. Your guess on who it is. Anyway, let's start off the top. So, Rise of Skywalker is the final trilogy in the latest, lack of a better term, continuation of the Skywalker saga. Originally started Force Awakens with director J.J. Abrams and moved on to Rian Johnson for The Last Jedi. And then something happened and we went back to J.J. Abrams for the final Rise of Skywalker. Box office... Opening weekend.
It did well.
$177 million.
Yeah.
Well, it did well. It's a precarious time of year with Christmas and the holiday.
Yes.
So it did well this week since, but it's the lowest opening of the three.
Right.
So.
Mm. Yes.
And I think it's maybe slightly higher than Solo, I want to say.
Okay.
And they keep... The thing with... I was keeping up on this. Disney kept revising their numbers... Lower and lower before the weekend, I think.
Oh, yeah. So well, they do, like, tracking or whatever. And
yeah,
you know.
So they overestimated. I think they were shooting for, what, 200, I think, is what originally it was. And then they just kept going down.
I mean, Cats stole so much from them.
Yeah, we're not. No way are we talking about that movie.
Yet.
Man, I'm looking right now. So the day after Christmas, which is the most recent day at Box Office Mojo, what place do you think Cats is in?
Eighth.
Yes, you're correct.
Wow. Really? Wow.
Nailed it.
Used my
cat
sense.
And that's generous, I would say. That's generous.
Yeah, you know? No, I was like, there's no chance it's an eighth.
Even after
it's,
fix
it's
it.
Weird because I actually am now way more interested in Cats than I ever was with the Star Wars movie.
But if I'm going to watch it, I want to watch the original release instead of them saying, oh, this is a mistake, and then redoing it, everything.
So. One of our family members saw it, and...
Jabba the Hutt's in this one. So.
Yeah, how horned up do you think like George Lucas is knowing now that like you don't even have to wait 5 years, you can just re-release it before it's out of theaters.
But yeah, we talked to him about it. He said he saw it, and touching up the CGI is not going to help this. Yeah. It's lipstick on a pig.
I just don't understand how you can, like, how can you make the decision to touch up the CGI, do it, turn it around so fast, and like.
Right.
Just do it right the first time.
Right, exactly.
And remember, like, it took like a year for them to redo the Sonic trailer, or I mean, like 9 months. Like,
yeah,
yeah.
Anyway, all right. That's all non-Star Wars we're going to talk about.
That's literally it.
Goddamn, this one's going to go long. Okay, how do we want to start with this?
Let's start off with the. Let's just start off with the way the movie did. So everything.
So
Rian
Fortnite.
Johnson did, no, everything. Rian
no, that's
Johnson
how the movie
did.
Started.
Yeah, can you explain this?
All right.
I sure it was
so Fortnite. The weekend before this movie dropped, if you were a Fortnite player, you got a sneak peek into this movie with a an unreleased scene from the opening scene with Emperor Palpatine's message that was being broadcast to the galaxy. The thing, you know, as a Star Wars fan and as a moviegoer, we didn't get for some reason.
Right. Do we really need that, though?
Why is it being released on Fortnite?
We're going to get
promotion.
But we're going to get into that whole. I kind of want to get into this. Yeah, whole thing.
I don't think it would have solved anything.
No, but and then on top of the Fortnite, I guess there were also two tie-in comics that were released beforehand that helped explain some of the plot as well.
Well, you really needed this plot to be explained.
Here's the thing that I've found now with Star Wars, and maybe it's. They do this thing where, like, they release so much into the world. Like, there's a visual dictionary and shit like that. Yeah. Like, you remember those books.
I have some of
right.
them.
Right. And it's like everybody's explained. Like, Dominic Monaghan? Is that the guy from Lost and The Hobbit?
Yes.
Yeah, he was in...
Yeah,
It's like, there's a whole write-up about him, how it's like, he's a student of history. And I'm like, what the fuck? The guy's in the movie for 3 seconds. He has, like, five lines.
Right. You get none of that from that character.
It's just so bizarre that they think... I don't know if anybody thinks, like, ooh, well, we'll release it and all these other things. That will make sense. But it's like...
No, but they're releasing it to the small numbers. Like, Fortnite, several million players.
There's a lot of players who play Fortnite.
Yeah, but like, they're all comic book readers as well.
Right.
That's
but,
so
but
small.
Like Fortnite, you're literally going after one demographic, and it doesn't. There is crossover, but like as a diehard Star Wars fan, I'm not going to pick up a controller and play Fortnite for the first time just to hear Emperor Palpatine's message.
Yeah, and like, I just thought it was weird that like, I feel like I'm pretty. Plugged in. I had no idea that was a thing until after the movie.
Neither
came
did I.
Out.
I did not know it until you just mentioned it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
let's. Why don't we go even further?
Do we want to just go big picture thoughts, and we can just kind of go inward from there?
Yeah, because I have some things I want to pick out that.
Let me jump.
I didn't
in.
Like
as the, our resident Star Wars is fine guy.
Oh God.
I just have to say, this movie broke me.
Yeah, man.
I'm like. Watching this movie.
Yes, good.
Now you know the full power of the dark side. It's just watching how this series concluded. It was like so many missed opportunities.
Yes. It's the first thing I wrote down on my
thing. There's just so many moments where I was like thinking they were going to be a lot more clever than they were, and then swing and a miss.
Right.
And just like, God.
There's one particular scene. It's the biggest whiff I've ever seen. We'll get to that.
I have one scene where there was a big whiff.
There's something that's like just comically like just bad of like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, well, what are you hinting at?
It's just like they always went for the safe choice.
Yes, and that was a big complaint going into this movie, is this is the safest Star Wars possible.
Yeah,
yeah, even more so than Force Awakens, which is essentially a remake.
Yeah.
Like
which this was essentially kind of a remake
like,
as well.
I don't know about you guys. But
it was, but it was like dumber, though.
Yeah, it
like,
was a lot dumber.
This was not really a remake of
Oh my
Jedi.
God, how was it not?
Wait, this was a remake
I will
of...
completely go through all the plot points and explain how it totally
if
was.
If you just explain how a story works, I'm going to hit you.
I don't think it's any more of a like remake of Jedi than it is just all of these... Just an incredibly generic end to a trilogy of like, ooh, unchecked evil and, you know, unlimited power and all that bullshit. Like,
there was a lot.
Again, there were some things that I like about this movie, but there's some things that I just don't like. So I'm very bipolar in this. But I think there's a lot of... This movie focused way too much on correcting the second.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was the first half of the movie.
And it didn't progress or complete the previous, eight? So Or not the second. So the last movie it tried to fix, but it didn't complete the saga for all nine.
Right.
You know, it's just...
Well, it was like
we have to get into specifics.
We will soon. Overall. But this movie was supposed to be the conclusion to the Skywalker saga,
right?
Like based off of that, you would think that the Skywalkers actually had something to do with this story, when in fact they don't.
They do.
No, they don't.
Kylo's
because
Kylo is technically
Kylo's a Skywalker.
Yeah, because Kylo Ren is the one who defeats. Ben Solo is the one who defeats Emperor Palpatine.
Can I just say this?
He's not actually a Skywalker by name.
Right.
By name, but like, can I just say this?
What?
Leaving this movie and just sitting here now. Kylo Ren's my favorite character.
He is. Oh, I agree.
For sure.
Like
it's not even
in this, he's so interesting.
And Driver's just like really like actually good.
He actually finally had character development, and that's why
it took
like
him three movies.
Well, I think there was some in Last Jedi.
Yeah, there was.
Not as much.
No, look. Okay, here's the thing where I'm at with like Last Jedi, and we really don't need to relitigate that movie. But I think it was mixed bag as a movie, but awful as an installment in a three movie trilogy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So to just decide to wrap this up in one movie, and granted, I have no idea how the contracts would work, but it's fucking Star Wars. You would have thought they could if they needed to, and they should have made like another two movies. They shouldn't have done. I mean, maybe people like knew this was like DOA. And
maybe this was just Lenny and Look at the Flowers.
Right. Yeah. They'd be like, let's just fucking get it over with.
Yeah.
And people just want to move on.
Can we go back to the Driver thing real quick? So you guys are giving him a lot of praise, and you know he is good at what he does. I think he would have been 50 times better if at day one when JJ started filming Force Awakens, they said, this is you. This is your story. And then eventually you're going to be the yin and yang of the Force, essentially. Mm-hmm. And if he saw that whole progression, he would have played everything different, I think, in the first and second movie.
You would have seen a completely different character.
You would have seen a lot more development. You would have seen the progression, I think, was they wanted to go like this and this, and it was just like this.
Yeah, it was a little hot because like you.
I'm sorry, high peak, low peak, and it was just kind of
You didn't. Yeah.
Sorry.
But you even had in this movie where he's talking to Han Solo about what he needs to do next and what he feels he needs to do next.
Which was a callback
to The Force Awakens when he talks to him. But at this point, he knows that, you know, his dad's dead and this is just a memory.
He is strong enough now. Yeah,
right. And so I liked that, but like, I mean, it was towards the end of the movie, and like you basically saw this coming in the last movie. Like he was going to turn.
Oh no, good. Like the minute he got like introduced as Ben Solo, I was like, so this is a redemption plot for him,
right? And like I his plot, like his redemption story, I did like. Hit the Knights of Ren, severely underused.
Yes. And missed opportunity number one.
Well, for the whole trilogy, too.
Yeah, this is the first time they finally show up, and they are badass in a few parts.
Well, and then they last 7 minutes, if that.
Yeah.
Well, I was a little wondering why these anime characters just wandered into the set. I was like, what's with the giant sword, dude?
Yeah, right.
All they need is, like really weird haircuts and, like, be wearing half armor on their chest. And then, bam, we're in a Final Fantasy game.
See, this is my first missed opportunity.
Yeah.
They should have been in the second movie.
They were briefly during the some of the flashbacks you're seeing what happened.
But that's not what I mean. I mean, they're supposed to be, like, cool and awesome and the second hand, right hand of... Kylo Ren.
Yeah, so
but in the second movie, they...
But Chris, that would mean their fight scene with Kylo Ren would have some kind of emotional interaction.
right?
We're not here for
who
that.
Who wants that?
I think I think the Imperial... Not the... The Emperor Guards and the Red Guards. What the hell they call it. Yeah.
Imperial Guards.
They put up a better fight than these guys. It's just... Come on.
I think the story of this movie is the story... Specifically, like, who wrote it? The writing credits are, like, incredible when you go through the resumes. So...
Yeah, but did you read the list of the actual writer names?
Oh, yeah. Well, first off, there's, like, seven, like... I mean, how many are there here? Yeah, there's, like, eight writing credits. I mean, George Lucas is on there.
But no two were, aside from JJ, were on the same movie.
Well...
Or that no one did two movies.
So this is what happened. You know, Colin Trevorrow... And his writing partner, Derek Connolly, I guess they started a script and then got fired from the movie. So obviously they've done Jurassic World.
Mm-hmm.
Very importantly, wrote the story to Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. And we all know how that movie made us feel dead inside. The other writer, other than JJ, Chris Terrio, whose credits include a little movie called Justice League and Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice.
Yeah.
And did you not feel exactly as you did with Batman vs. Superman, that we're just rushing through a billion things
yep.
with no coherence and no, like, just even letting something, like, sit for a second?
Yeah, the first 15 minutes, yeah. we're like, "What? Where? Why are we cutting so yeah. many different places?" But
did you guys all like the moonwalk in the opening scene? You guys didn't see that? So when Kylo Ren is killing people on...
Yes.
He does a moonwalk into a dude.
Something. I did
like,
notice
it's so weird. Like, he literally, like, moonwalks into the guy.
Yep.
It's so dumb.
Did you watch that scene, by the way, and be like, "Oh, fuck, dude, that Vader scene in Rogue One was so cool. We gotta do that."
No, it was... It's the one thing I noticed from that scene was the stupid moonwalk.
Yeah.
It really right? was.
Like, and it was, like, front and center, and, like, it was so hard not to miss it. It was just so stupidly there.
So,
was,
like, he walks backwards, or, like, he does the
moonwalk? He moonwalks! Like, he's looks like he's walking speed. Forward, yeah. but he's yeah. going backwards as he's stabbing well, he's,
like,
a guy behind him.
Stabbing a guy behind him, so, like, I don't know. Right. But, okay,
but he's, like,
I'll
moving. It's a moonwalk.
It was a weird... It was close noticeable. Enough. It was yeah, noticeable yeah. enough to point
two
it
people
out.
Caught
so. Fight choreograph. Choreographing in
choreography
this,
no
in this new series has never been the best.
Nope.
Really? No. I see. I'll stand for the throne room scene in The Last Jedi. I thought that was yeah. actually like really
oh good. Yeah that was
that one's was the standout
pretty, it was well standout. Done but like
slow
it's kind of sloppy yeah. at the same time
like I'm strictly on fight choreography. Jesus Christ.
Hurry up.
It's difficult. The actual moves, I'll give it to you maybe, but like yeah. the way it just looked, it all came together, yeah. I thought it was great.
Oh, no, like the throne scene, the way it was shot in Last Jedi was like awesome.
Right.
But like, it's just, I'm used to like...
Let's face it, episode
movies,
one.
Like,
episode
moved
one.
It up where it's like, okay, what's...
Episode one.
What's all you have to say. Episode yep. one.
Once Jedi know how what they're doing... They're like really good
and right. more fluid yeah. with it's, their motion.
It's yeah. very fluid. And like so far in the series, there's always that excuse of like either somebody's injured
right.
or somebody just isn't trained yeah. very well.
They're novice kind of
but
thing.
But like at this point, it's like, okay, but they're not injured anymore and they know what they're doing.
Yeah. They've yeah. been trained.
Can
They've
we get
been trained?
So, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Was it established previously that Leia had Jedi training?
I
know no. we've seen her powers.
Right.
Which
nope. No, they never really talked about
they
her.
They never mentioned it in the movies.
In the books, expanded universe they have, but I'm pretty sure that is like no longer canon that she
oh,
went
like
through
expanded
it.
Universe as in stuff before the movies.
I think it's considered Legends.
Yeah, Legends.
Okay. So in the Legends, she did have formal Jedi training.
Right.
But in the movies and everything.
To the casual no. moviegoer?
No,
absolutely not.
Never established. Which, right. I mean, look, she could be force sensitive. Like, you see that in the original Star Wars to some
right.
extent.
She
right?
is the the daughter of Vader, so
right.
she's yeah. going to be force right. sensitive.
Which, by the way, it is funny, though, that they're like... Although, I guess the Jedis are supposed to be, like, monks and, like, celibate, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's never really said, but I guess it's kind of assumed. Because, like, no one ever really passes on...
Right.
Like, their lineage. Like, it's right. not really known that way. But
like, they're not allowed to have, like... a wife or a husband because
that's an emotional connection.
Right. But they did have, we'll call them fuck buddies.
Yeah, relations.
So like Obi-Wan had
one
with one
of
a Mandalorian.
Mandalorians.
Wait, what is that in?
In the Clone Wars TV show.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Cartoon.
Like,
are we gonna
it's
get
on
that
Disney Plus, dude. I think you should watch it.
Honestly,
you
it's
like some of those episodes.
They're quick episodes, 20 minutes, but it's
not
like,
even.
Yeah, some are less. But no, they're really good.
Yeah.
They well, are.
That is the way.
what'd you guys think about how they J.J. Abrams just said, you know, F you to all of Rian Johnson's story in the first 20 minutes?
Yeah. It's like, honestly, what I liked about The Last Jedi is how it said, like, F you to The Force Awakens. And, like, the only, like, endearing part of this movie is it saying, like, F you to The Last
yeah.
Jedi.
I was
so incredible.
I was watching this movie, and me and Christy were sitting in the theater, and I'm trying to focus, and I'm trying to pay attention, and it's... And it's 15 minutes in, and I'm like laughing and giggling a lot because he's just erasing everything they did. Yeah. Oh, your parents? They were no one, but they wanted no. Yeah. they wanted to be no one. I'm like, right.
The royal no one or whatever.
Yeah.
like as soon as they were, and we're in spoilers here, so as soon as they were, he was like, your grandfather was Palpatine. Like, my initial reaction was,
sure.
See, because you guys know, I actually liked the fact that she was no one. Because it's like, oh, the Force moves in mysterious ways and stuff.
Right. That's like, how does Anakin Skywalker come to being and to begin with?
His mother being a slave and coming from nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
But my feeling and the thing I was so worried about was she was going to be a Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or Obi-Wan's daughter. And, like, that was a lesser worry, but, it, like, even then, I was like,
Well, so they really kicked in your doors then. And yeah. I was like, nope, Palpatine fucks. Sorry.
Yeah. I was like,
no, not just Palpatine fucks. Empire Strikes Back, Palpatine fucks. Like,
did they talk about it?
So I did the math.
Okay.
Like, because I was like, no. So, like, I'm doing the math. So, Rey is 19 at the beginning of Force Awakens.
Okay. And how many years after
30 years after
Yavin?
Well, no. 30 years after Return of the Jedi, which Return of the Jedi was, what, 5 years?
After Yavin? Whatever. It's, like, right after Empire.
Yeah.
Like, it's only two.
Yeah. And then I think between Empire, between New Hope and Empire, I think it's one or 2 years. We'll say 5 years.
Oh, right. But he has to have a kid.
Exactly.
And then they have a kid.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
So
at least, right?
Yeah. So you're talking about really old, nasty Palpatine having children.
Like,
thank you, J.J. Abrams, for putting that in my brain.
Like,
they should have had the sex scene in there. That would have been incredible.
Like, it's not unreasonable. Like, it's
no.
Narratively, he's the Emperor.
And, like, let's be real now. The Force is magic. It doesn't mean anything. It's whatever you want it to be.
It's become that. I mean,
we could talk about the Force being magic when we get to it. But, screw it. We'll get to it now.
The fleet, where
it's like the biggest fleet in the galaxy was apparently conjured through magic.
He was building it that entire time.
Yeah,
those
cultists.
Which is so funny because it's like the whole fleet just kind of like falls over its own logic because so for the past 30 years he was building this fleet under the ice.
The final order.
So he built a bunch of
let's be honest, it probably was something else, and then somebody had to explain to J.J. Abrams what the final solution really was and how we can't go with that.
Right.
Well, why don't we just call it the final order? All right, JJ.
Okay. But anyway, so he had to build all these Star Destroyers that all have world-destroying capabilities. Mm-hmm. The only times that we've seen that so far are in A New Hope with Death Star, Return of the Jedi with Death Star 2, and in The Force Awakens with Starkiller Base. Yeah. Those are the three. Well, but in Rogue One, they explain how they were able to create that super weapon. All those kyber crystals, which is what powers the lightsabers. They had to mine a ton of them. And even to the point where Death Star 2 was not fully operational for a world-ending weapon, but it was still able to hurt ships and fire.
And they destroyed Jedha, so they can't mine the crystal anymore.
So you need a ton of kyber crystals.
Yeah,
one reactor shot.
Right.
Yeah. So, and then you skip ahead 30 years, and they build Starkiller Base, which had to use the power of a star in order to destroy a world. Which, there's two questions here. One, did he really get that many kyber crystals to create a giant fleet of world-destroying spaceships? And two, why did they build Starkiller Base then?
Yeah, I mean, look, putting like a Death Star thing on like every Star Destroyer is just such a stupid
thing. It's so dumb.
It's
just have the fleet.
It's a weird escalation, because it's like when they were like, they're going to have the largest fleet the galaxy has ever known. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
That's a bigger threat than,
they have to stop this now. And then they're like, now they can blow up planets. And I'm like, So that adds nothing.
Here's the thing, too. And I'll get a little nerdy on you guys.
All right.
There are sort of, in what I'll call the expanded universe.
Okay.
You know, so they build this giant fleet out of nowhere, which, like, just assume that's even, like, possible.
Okay.
Which, again...
it's also staffed by...
Right.
You know, Imperial troops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an incredible... certain podcasts, other podcasts we listen to, somebody went through and did all the logistical calculations. And
it's, oh, really?
It's really incredible.
It would almost be impossible to keep that
secret.
He compared
it to, like, an aircraft carrier, which is already supposed to be, like, super small. And anyway, long story short, it's... It gets to be really ridiculous. But, all right, so let's just say it's possible. So there's two things that come to mind. One, in Knights of the Old Republic, you have this thing called the Star Forge, which I think is powered by the Force, maybe? I don't know, they never really explained that.
It took it from, like, a sun, right?
Yeah, but you can... Yeah, right. So, essentially, it's, like, unlimited power to, like, build shit or whatever. Okay, yeah. So maybe that exists. And then in the Timothy Zahn, Rise of the... Or Shadow of the Empire, I think. No. Fuck. Rise of the Empire? Oh.
Shadow is the game.
Yeah,
and,
the Chiss one. The Thrawn trilogy.
Oh, yeah.
There's essentially this, like, massive ships that are, like, in the middle of space, just, like, waiting for somebody to use them. So, like, this has been done before, but, like, this even just seems stupid, too.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, yeah, that shot of, like, all of them, like, rising up is, like, sort of cool, like, fleetingly, but...
Right. Like, when I saw them, that first shot that they show of them all, like, in the air, I thought, I was almost like, oh, this is just a vision of what could be. And I'm like, oh, wait, no, this is actually happening. Oh, well, fuck me. Like, this is dumb.
Really? Like, I actually thought it was,
no, it was
not bad.
It was, how do you hide that? And how do you build
it?
And
how
do you
manage that? Sorry, Sean, but it's on a secret planet.
It's on a secret
planet.
What
is that planet called?
I don't know.
Extacle. The whole time, every time they said Extacle.
I was with you, boy.
Oh, I didn't even catch that. Here's something that I've noticed.
Why didn't they call it, like, Moriband?
Korriban.
Korriban. Or Moriband. I think it's, like, two names.
Yeah, in the Clone Wars, they call it, was it Moriband?
Moriband.
Which is, like, the
newer...
Why
didn't they just call it that?
Because they looked at the expanded universe and were like, I can't read! And threw it away.
Just call it that.
Here's something I just sort of found interesting, right? Sean.
Yes.
If I were to task you with naming all of the planets visited in the original trilogy, let's just see how long it takes you to do.
No, we're gonna pause and do this.
Yes, we could. No, we could easily do that because, like, there's only what three. There's
do
a handful.
I'll do them right now.
All
right, Tatooine.
Yep.
Alderaan, sort of. Briefly.
Sort of. Yep.
Then Yavin 4.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
And space interludes.
Right.
Empire, Hoth.
Yep.
Bespin.
Yep.
Dagobah.
Yep.
Tatooine.
Is Bespin Cloud City?
Yes.
Yeah. And then it's Tatooine and Endor, right? Yes. That's it.
Yep. And Dagobah again.
Oh, yeah, Dagobah.
Mm. Right.
But that's like 3 seconds.
Forest Moon of Endor.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you just called it Endor and you said yes.
Okay, well,
so.
You know what we're talking
called
about.
Called Endor.
This
it's
is.
Not, but.
You gotta let this die, dude.
I'm gonna stick to this.
And even the new trailer, even the prequels,
yep.
You could probably name all of them except for all the, like, weird cutaway planets in Revenge of the Sith.
Yes.
Yep.
I agree.
Couldn't name you more than, like, Jakku in this one.
Yeah, well. There was,
now, granted, I'm, like, not a kid anymore, so, like,
right.
I don't, like, this isn't my life.
Right.
But, like,
but
I still don't think I would know.
Apparently,
I think one of the problems, though, is, like, there's so many just, like, we'll just stop at this planet for one scene.
Right.
We'll stop at that planet.
When they blow up the whatever planet, what is it even called? The one that...
It's a D, I think.
I don't... That's the problem. Like, did you
I
know
love
that...
I they went to different places,
I believe the first planet you see is... Mufasar or Mufasar? I can't speak today. The Vader's, like, castle planet.
Wait, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Wait,
that
what?
Was confirmed.
Wait, in what?
In this movie, in Rise of Skywalker, where he's killing a bunch of people, he winds up on that planet.
That's on Mustafar?
Yes.
Wait, that's Mustafar? That's not Mustafar.
It is.
It's the same place. They like legit say that in Rogue One.
No.
In this movie.
I get that one
because
looks like Mustafar.
Yeah.
This planet
does not. Exactly.
There were trees and shit.
But, yeah, they... like, because I had no idea, and I read like a review, and
that's
they were
not
like,
Mustafar.
No, it's not, but apparently it is, because like I was reading an article, it was like, I bet you didn't even know that planet in the beginning. I was like, you're right, I didn't, because that was the biggest problem with this movie, is there were so many planets and so many places
I don't really care.
And they were like, yeah, that's that planet.
Like, I don't really care that they don't tell us the planets of these.
Yeah. No, right? But
there's like 15. Like.
So, okay, I guess my larger point here, too. This movie, I saw it Sunday. Sean, you saw it when, Thursday?
Yeah, the day it came out. All right, the very first showing.
Sam, I saw Chris, it today.
Okay, so both of you have seen it today. So this is less effective for you guys. Sean, how much of this movie do you remember?
I remember bits and pieces. And like I would say I probably remember this one more than Last Jedi.
Really?
Yeah.
And Last Jedi is like pretty straight. Like three things happen in Last Jedi.
Yeah. But I mean, there's a lot of like small things that like. So straight up, I mean, we're all kind of on the same page with how we feel about this. But I was entertained by this movie. I
same.
Okay. Can I explain to you the most entertaining moment of this movie?
Sure.
And it wasn't even the movie.
Oh boy.
So you
don't say this girl.
No. I just told you this earlier.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Okay. So you know the scene where we finally meet Lando.
Yes.
He reveals, he takes off the mask. He's like, you know, whatever his line was. So I was sitting in an aisle seat across the aisle. A woman when he lifts off the mask went, "Oh." And it was the most hilarious thing. I had to hold back laughing out loud.
Did you guys, and maybe Sean had it.
Okay.
I didn't have a single laugh in my movie theater, and it was like full. Like, it wasn't a big theater, but it was full.
I got a couple laughs.
So I went Thursday morning, this past Thursday, opening, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And the movie was packed. And there were... So, it's funny because this is a movie where only true Star Wars fans would actually chuckle at some things, mm-hmm. and some wouldn't. So when they were first opening scene, when Finn and Poe were playing whatever the chess game is with Chewie, nobody laughed except for me when they said, like, why do you keep winning and all this other stuff. Nobody laughed. It's like they didn't know what this thing was.
That scene, when I was seeing that, I was like, man... If only this series had actually cared about characters, these guys seem kind of interesting.
Right. Hold on. Right.
Like, they should have.
Can we go there?
Okay.
Yeah, one of my favorite parts about this movie was the dynamic between Poe and Finn. I thought they did really well together.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted that
more
to
of that.
Be built
you wanted,
in the second
and they're,
movie
and they're
more.
Great. They're great in Force Awakens. That whole scene where they're escaping the Star Destroyer.
Yeah. Together they do really well off each other. And I think this whole thing that they had going, why didn't we see more of that in the second movie? Instead, let's just split them apart, introduce the new Lando, and then not even have her in the third movie altogether.
Yeah. And who is new Lando?
Rose.
Yeah.
You know how
she was
like,
in
a big character
less than
in the
a
second?
Minute of this movie.
Yeah.
Somebody did the math. Less than a minute.
By the way, I really don't understand like what the fuck they're doing. Like, and granted, I didn't think she was that great of a character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I don't think the movie's like super worse off for her and like not really being in it. But it's like legit sad how they were like just sidelined.
Yeah,
I think, how I was talking about the visual dictionary earlier.
Yeah.
So like my guy, fucking
J.J. Abrams,
Bins whatever the. Dominic Monaghan guy, who's like, again, shows up for three lines. He has like a full 2-page spread, and she has like a little panel, like on another page. And it's just like, what the fuck?
This is a problem that is stemming from different directors and writers.
No, it's
yes,
not.
Yes, it is. Ryan Johnson put it in there.
No,
this was supposed to be a love triangle.
It's
between
from different
Finn,
writers,
Rose,
not
Ray.
Directors, because the original trilogy had different directors. The prequel trilogy had one director.
Writers.
It should be the same writers.
Case, it's the writer and the director are the same for the movies that
because
they did.
That was, I feel like watching this movie, their problem was J.J. wrote the first one, then Ryan wrote the second one.
I know, that's
and
what
they,
I'm trying to tell
but
you.
Then they went into this third one and they were like, well, we don't really know how we're going to end this. So how are we going to end this? Rather than having one person kind of as like the cohesive like tissue amongst everything and being like, this is where we're going to start, this is where we're going to end, we just got to fill in the between.
I know.
And they didn't have to
do this. And this is all, there's only one name that's in common with all of these movies.
It's J.J. Abrams.
No.
Kathleen Kennedy.
No, I mean,
it's not JJ. He had nothing to do with this trilogy.
He produced all three of them, I believe.
Oh man, that's a huge deal.
But I think I just don't understand how you see Rian Johnson's movie and like look, like as I said, I thought parts of it were totally actually really good, but like I don't see how you can look at it and be like, oh, this is a cohesive like second installment of a three movie series.
Right.
Like, wouldn't this have been better in some ways if it was, like, the Avengers model, where, like, all these people had, like, origin stories and then just met up for, like, two movies or whatever?
Yeah,
it's
maybe.
Different. It's
not, that's a little... That's a little
it's that's not really lot, Star Wars at that point.
Right, but. Exactly.
That's a little stretch, but...
Rian Johnson's problem was there was no character development for the major characters.
Yeah, I mean...
There was for Rose, though.
The framing of that one is...
I think the problem was there was no direction.
Can I ask, to go back to The Last Jedi for a bit?
Really?
We're always going back to The Last Jedi.
Everybody's problem with Rose? Yeah, like, I'm not saying she's a great character.
No.
I have no problem with
Rose. I didn't either.
At all.
No, I mean, like, that was the, like, internet horde was, like, really
right.
upset.
She has,
I mean, look, I think her whole, like, love is more important than anything else is just, like, stupid.
Yeah, no, that scene was the dumbest where, like, you literally have the resistance.
Oh, yeah, she stopped him.
Yeah, he's right. Like, I can end this now, and he's flying, and she saves him from killing himself and saving everyone because love was more important.
Right.
There needs to be, she needed to, I think it's, like you said, underdeveloped in a way where she needed to add something. Yeah. So every character added something to the pot, but she's just kind of there, and with the ideological stuff, like love is the, you know, conquer all.
See,
that
I mean, we have like what, 6-7 characters who have been in all the movies or part of all the movies, and actually we'll get to one aspect of it in a second here, but I think there's like 1.5 character arcs between the two.
Yes.
Like Rey has a character arc. Although then, like, I still don't understand Rey. Like, I still have no idea what
her character arc was not well done.
Right. And I think Kylo Ren's was, like, good.
Yeah. I think with one more movie of proper direction, Rey could have been much, much better.
Yeah. It could have. Yeah.
Kylo, Poe, and Finn are probably the three most developed out of all the other. Even Leia at that point.
But even, like, Poe, like, his character, he wasn't... well developed. You got to understand him a little better in this one, literally from like a throwaway line about him being a smuggler. Like you understood
there
him.
Is?
He's a spice runner.
I mean, he's supposed to be like Han Solo,
right?
Like, I mean, it's not
well,
even.
Well, yeah, that's, I know. That's the thing. Clearly more ballsy, but it's
right. But like the fact that like that just like kind of like made me shake my head that it was like, oh yeah, he's Han Solo, but new. Like with like one random line.
Yeah.
See, I don't even want to doubt Finn's development either.
Sorry, I didn't want to jump on.
Sorry. I got.
No, I mean he's. Just, I listen. I don't think any of these characters really were like fully realized. And they could have been. Like, I mean, look. I think the cast they had assembled was really good. I think we're gonna look back at this in like 10 years and be like, "Holy shit! Like, what a like horribly like executed like three movies."
Yeah.
You know, I think like The Force Awakens being fine and like being so far like distinct, like so much better than the other two is just incredible. But can we have an uncomfortable conversation?
Okay.
Sure.
Carrie Fisher. That didn't work at all.
Okay, so basically they had a Carrie Fisher machine that spit out sayings that she did, and they were like, they would have a conversation, and they go, right, Leia? And they hit it, and it'd be like, not today. Like, oh, the magic eight, I mean, Carrie Fisher said not today,
right.
So let's deal with what she said right there.
You know what it reminded me of was... when after South Park made fun of Scientology and Isaac Hayes decided not to do the show anymore, they had a send off for the character Chef, and it was entirely assembled from old lines that he had.
Yep.
And this is very much what happened here.
Exactly.
That they had extra film or extra scenes supposedly, and they literally just, you know, put her face on another actor, I think, or actress.
I don't know.
It looked good.
Like, I
don't think it looked good. I think the lighting was always off.
You could tell it was, but like, she didn't look like somebody superimposed her face on another body.
Yeah.
It looked like whatever scene she was in was differently lit than the rest of the scene.
Right. I guess it looked the best it was going to, but like, it was never convincing.
Right.
And like, frankly, I'm shocked she had as much of a role in this movie as she did.
Yeah.
I think she was supposed to have a bigger one.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, for sure.
This was supposed to be her movie.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll set that aside. It didn't fucking work.
No.
It really didn't. And
I didn't think. I think it was the best they could have done. And I don't want to trash him for it because literally you had to progress it further. This was the way Ray was going.
But don't you just like get rid of I don't think that's the best they could do.
Do you just get rid of her? I think you
find a way to like deal with it within
push
the first
her into the background.
Minutes.
You think? Just like, deal with it in
like,
the beginning.
The Emperor blows up a ship of hers or something. And like, that's
the
it.
Sad thing is they had a chance to do like it sounds morbid talking like this, but they had a chance to do that with the character in The Last Jedi. When Kylo Ren blows up the ship, had that chance of doing that because she passed away the year before that came out, so they had a whole year.
Yeah, but they would have had to like do reshoots,
right? But I mean, that came out, and then 2 years later this comes out,
right? They should have
they had plenty of time.
I just think they're just. The writing was awful. And, guys, I mean, it's not even the plot points and the overall framing. The dialogue was so fucking bad.
That like, took me
Domhnall
back.
Domhnall Gleeson saying, I'm the spy? Like, are you shitting me?
I'm the spy.
I've never heard a fucking movie
when
anybody says, I'm the spy. I literally don't think that's ever been said.
But like,
it's fucking bad.
I would say it works perfectly in a comedy because literally the way he said it was literally, it was like, I'm the spy.
Yeah, I mean he's
like it was
and he's
so
another guy who's
comical.
Like totally wasted in this too.
Right. And like why and I don't understand his character development because first two movies it was like it was another one of those wasted character developments, but the first two movies he was like the right hand man of Kylo Ren, and in this one he was like, oh, I was the spy the whole time. It's like, oh, why? Because I don't want him to win.
Cool.
That's it? Like what's your end game? Like, do you have one? Like, give me something.
Pretty clearly,
it was the most basic.
It was like, we need a spy. Who?
Basic reason. It was the most basic. All right,
we're
going to
draw straws. Whoever draws the shortest straws
the only way you could kind of tie it back is that one guy. Let's face it. It's the only logical way you could tie it back.
I was hoping the spy was Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Part of me like felt like it.
Wouldn't it have been cool, by the way, if the emperor, if it was like somebody faking being the emperor, and like that person was like, I mean, like, granted, I'm just throwing that out there. Like, oh, and then that person's actually interesting, but like, like as if that's an easy thing to do. But
like how they could have made Snoke, but they decided to throw that out the window
in
the first 5 minutes.
Snoke is now just the emperor, and
he's
guess,
just like
I guess everybody was really just the emperor.
The end of the day. Because he's like in a cloning tube for some reason, and like
everybody, the emperor is inside all of us.
Yeah,
damn, dude. I think the opportunity with Snoke, like. Well, what if he was, like, 20 feet tall, though? Like, that would have been so cool. All right.
You mentioned Endgame.
Okay. He did.
No, this
what's
character's
Endgame.
Oh, what
and
is...
And that brought up a thought I had in the theaters. Yes, J.J. Abrams, I enjoyed Endgame, too.
Yeah.
No, so why do you say that?
Well, we have that scene at the end where it's like... Oh, we lost. Are you right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that shit's literally... But that's Lord of the Rings.
Every movie.
I get that, but then
scene.
We also had a I am Iron Man moment where Rey is fighting the Emperor and says, I am the Jedi.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Talk about anticlimactic battle.
Can we talk about that battle really quick?
This is the biggest missed opportunity.
I'm skipping straight to the end. So... Palpatine's like, I am the Sith. All the Sith are through me. I am the most powerful, blah,
and it's just,
blah, blah.
By the way, can I just... The fact that, like, he's in this, like, giant arena with, like, a thousand... Like it's so underexplained, and, like, I don't hate that all the time, but in this case, it's like, what the fuck is going on? What is any of this?
Which, like, if you go into the...
None of this makes any sense.
If you go through, the, like, the background of, like, what those things, like, what those groups are, it actually makes Knights of the Old Republic canon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so one of the groups...
The story is Knights is canon.
Well, I know, but, like, this specifically, because one of the groups are, like, the Knights of Revan.
Oh.
So it literally is canon now. Whether they said so or not, but there is a group named after Revan. I guess they were named after, like, different... Sith Lords.
Oh my god, so they all have their own... Jesus Christ.
Well, it's like Knights of Bane.
I don't understand. Yeah. No, but really, though, I don't understand how they have, like...
The resources to build 75 Star Destroyers?
No. I mean, like, literally, like, people at Lucasfilm or whatever. Like, do they just hire, like, 20 people, like, nerds in a room? Like, they just give them the script and, like, fill in all the backstory?
They probably do.
Because
they probably
the movie is so, like, hilariously underdeveloped. Like, there's no possible way that...
It's because they needed the second movie to build some of this stuff.
Yeah.
It would have been more effective if they actually spent the second movie developing the training skills for Rey. Or the Palpatine's voice should have been in the second movie. It was not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no hint of Palpatine in any of
the
it.
The building of the relationship of... they're, like, offsetting. It's like a yin-yang thing.
Yeah.
The building of that should have started at the middle of the second movie. We should have been indicated that these two...
Yeah, it does kind of.
Their minds are linked.
Through stupid reasons. But we'll get to
through
that.
Through Palpatine. That's it.
Do you know... So, you know what I have the biggest problem with in this movie?
What?
Ian McDiarmid.
Okay.
If he would have just said no,
yes,
none of this would have happened.
Yeah. Like, but I mean,
like,
what
you
else?
Know how they say, like,
do we know if he
requires...
was standing up on his own or if that thing was actually
that
holding
that
him
that
up?
That thing was holding him up.
No. I mean, like, actually, his physical body.
Not,
like,
he's
he
not
could stand up.
He's only like 70.
Yeah, he's not old.
You don't know.
He's like 35 in, like, Jedi.
Yeah. Jedi is all.
Yeah, I know.
Makeup.
He's younger.
But
anyway,
but if he just said no,
yeah, we wouldn't have had
this movie.
Nope.
And, like, it's so
anyways,
bad.
End of fight.
Anyways,
end
the
battle.
Fight.
Last
so,
battle.
You know, he explains he is the Sith. She's lying there on the ground.
Can we?
And then all you hear all these voices basically telling her to get up. Now,
the biggest missed opportunity.
That was like Endgame with the all the chicks, like, coming together at the end.
Yeah. So 100% biggest missed opportunity because you had some great voices in there.
I had to look at the full list.
Yeah.
I caught a few.
Exactly. Like,
I had to look at the full list.
Like, it was a bunch of people from the cartoons, right?
Yeah.
There was three or four people from the cartoons.
So Freddie Prinze Jr. was one of the voices.
He's in
Rebels.
Ahsoka Tano is in Clone Wars.
Yep.
Apparently she died.
And in Rebels.
Oh, she is.
She dies. She dies in Rebels. Yeah. Same actress. So they're in there. Obviously Frank Oz is Yoda. Hayden Christensen's in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I heard Ewan McGregor and Alec Guinness.
Right.
You have Samuel Jackson in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had all these, like,
obviously Luke.
Yeah. But you had all these people. Wouldn't it have been better
if you showed
them?
The Force Ghost? Jesus Christ!
And, like, that's how she defeated. Like,
they clearly
stood behind her and, like, helped.
They clearly
not going to bring up the fact that Liam Neeson was in there.
Oh yeah, Liam Neeson's in there. Sorry,
but the thing is, you clearly they spent all the money in the world to CGI young Luke and young Leia training.
Yeah.
Just freaking do Force Ghost. I'm sure Sam Jackson would just show up for a day.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean. Come on, that was the biggest missed opportunity of the entire movie whatsoever.
Oh yeah, like if like they stood behind her and like did like a force push or like held out their hand or something or
just
did something
stand in a circle.
Other than her blocking the lightning with one sword and she was like, I cannot defeat you.
Until I take out
this second sword.
Sorry, no, just kidding, I can't. There's so many fucking resolutions in this movie that's like, oh, but I'll just try harder, and then I'll just beat them.
I can't.
And that's just the laziest bullshit imaginable.
I can't fathom why they did not show the people.
It's the wow. one time it's, I've ever stood in front of a Star Wars movie and been like, show me Hayden Christensen.
Right?
Please, I want to see Hayden right? Christensen.
I would have loved to see his Force Ghost stand in there.
Like, they're all in a bar somewhere, and like she like has like a flash to the bar or something. And
I think that was such a stupid thing that they did yeah. not do.
I think, can I get a little pedantic? I think it was stupid yep. they included like the cartoon show people.
See, that's the thing. If you showed the people's bodies, because you probably didn't even know half the voices yeah. that were even listening. Well, if you showed the bodies...
Yeah, but it's like impossible would, to place a voice.
Yeah, really. But if you showed the bodies...
Like Frank Oz and Samuel L. Jackson were like the two that stood out
no,
to
but
me.
If you saw the people standing around in a circle, you'll just say, oh, that's Yoda, Obi-Wan, right. you know, Mace Windu, whatever. Oh, it's just other Jedis.
Exactly.
That's great, but we would know who yeah, it is.
Exactly.
And this whole movie has been about like fanfare. This whole trilogy has been fanfare.
Yeah. And they still, you know, they even... But they... The thing is, too, they did that shit in Force Awakens already.
Yeah.
With the, you know, Qui-Gon and...
Exactly. But show them.
But this was...
Show them as Force Ghosts.
This
we know
was
they
the,
exist.
The culmination of 9 movies.
It was supposed
no,
to be.
No, it wasn't.
It was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be.
And I can't imagine Mace Windu would not show up to show up, you know, for the final fight between the
you're
Sith
right.
and
you're
the
right,
Jedi.
Though. It's not to the scale and grandeur that the series demands. No. Speaking of scale and grandeur, can we talk about how there's like a billion ships that just show up and it's like,
yeah.
oh yes. yeah, what yes. are you going to tell these guys who I guess have just been sitting on the sidelines waiting for like all like worlds be destroyed?
Right.
Like, so like the resistance is like 10 people at the end of The Last Jedi. But like, if you would have just asked nicely and like, I need to have like the Netflix or the Disney Plus limited series of like what Lando does to convince
yes.
everybody.
Yeah.
Like, does he do this song from like Citizen Kane or something? Like, what the fuck?
See,
I don't.
Dude, he's smooth.
That so. Was imagining him sleeping around. Yeah. And
see, that wasn't my big issue with that. My big issue was not just where all these ships come from. You're right, sitting on the sidelines. Who does that? My biggest issue was you. Quite possibly had the setup for the best battle scenes of all the trilogies, mm-hmm. and you barely showed any space fighting whatsoever.
They had horses,
yeah,
though.
Point. Yeah, but they showed, you know what, they showed enough of that. Horses. Whatever.
That was so dumb.
Whatever, and who cares? You took
log on to the speeders.
And
oh,
that's it.
They don't have speeders. We're on horses.
You're really, like, uptight about that. Like, you have the porgs you're upset about, and now the horses.
No,
I mean,
the horses were dumb. The horses were
dumb. You said the porgs were dumb in the first.
Horses,
I know.
The horses were dumb, but the series, like, Star Wars is dumb. And, yeah, like, yeah. I don't even mean that, like, pejoratively. Like, I mean, like...
I mean, the first 30 minutes like, of no A New Hope is all droids talking to each other.
Yeah. Right.
Quite literally, it's only the two talking right. to each other.
And the droids in this one, it's like, why...
Why was that extra droid brought in? Like,
I
Conan.
Don't know.
Oh, the Dio, voiced by J.J. Abrams?
Yeah. What
was, because I guess he needed a voice.
What was his thing, though? What was Dio's?
I don't even know.
He had, like, the way there or something? Or he,
no.
Like, he gave him some kind of information.
Yeah, so it was actually relevant to what the story was. But
you know what part people laughed at? When all the ships show up and that little short guy is there and he's like, whatever he says.
Oh, yeah.
People actually laughed at that.
People did?
Babu Frick.
Yeah, see, Babu. I like Babu Frick.
I didn't
like,
laugh at that one, though.
He was so stupid, I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, look.
And yet you're complaining about horses on a Star Destroyer. I mean, come on.
The guy I was with when I saw it, like, referred to him as that little Polish guy.
I'm triggered. I'm triggered. We need to send him to the PC police.
Oh, that's
you're great. Triggered?
I'm Polish.
So are we.
All right. Maybe that wasn't my place to say.
No. No. It was funny, though.
Yeah. I mean, but then, like, the stuff. I can't even think of her name now. Carrie.
Moaning Myrtle.
What?
No. Oh, Moaning Myrtle does the voice for Babu Frick, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I thought, because I don't know the actress.
No, the one who was in The Americans.
Carrie Russell.
Carrie Russell.
Is she in the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's the, like, bounty hunter-looking character.
She's the Rocketeer.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's so much stupid shit thrown in here. It's like impossible to break it all down.
I don't think it's such a small bit part that it
why did they obsess over it?
But why was
it's
it
not stupid enough? Right. It's such a small bit part that it's not to the stupid level.
But they obsessed over the part is the thing. Like, she was everywhere for the promotions for this. Like, she was kind of like Captain Phasma.
It was everywhere.
Is like, she's going to play an important role, and then she just doesn't.
Why didn't they do some dumb shit with Captain Phasma? Like, why didn't they have, like, Mecha Phasma in this movie?
I was really expecting Phasma to come back.
God, that would have been perfect. Maybe she said no. Thank God.
Yeah, I know.
At some point,
if Gwendolyn Christie said no to being in this movie, like, my hat's off to her. So one thing I did think actually sort of worked, though they never went anywhere with it. I don't know her name. Finn's, like, sort of half love interest, whatever.
Rose.
The ex-stormtrooper. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that was actually kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And then she didn't go anywhere.
I went to the bathroom, so I didn't.
It's
3 minutes.
She's an ex-stormtrooper in this.
Yeah. And then she shows up at the end with Lando, and he's like, "Where are you from?" She's like, "Not really sure." And he's like, "Let's go find out." And it's implied.
What the fuck is going on?
It's
there?
Implied like, that
Lando's
he
a
is,
lady man.
No, it's implied that he's her dad.
Well, okay,
I got a little different vibe than that.
A lot of people got the other vibe, but that's honestly the vibe that I got. I was like, that's probably his daughter.
Well, okay, funny you should say that. Oh, yeah, I sent this to you. There's like a deleted something or whatever where you get Lando's backstory, like where he's been. And I guess he had a family who was abducted, and maybe that's what it is.
Exactly. Yeah.
But like literally they just fucking throw random shit out there. And it's not even... And, like, I don't need shit wrapped up. I don't need it nice and all tight and, like, you know, synced up. Like, it's fine. Like, you can have loose threads. But you just, like, hinted all this random shit, and it makes no sense.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the biggest hint that I wanted answered is the Finn thing. So, clearly he's force sensitive,
and that's what he was trying to say to her. Every time.
Yeah. Was it though?
Yes, it was.
But
it was confirmed.
Was it?
It was confirmed by J.J. Abrams.
Well, fuck that. No, it's not in the fucking movie.
Exactly.
Though.
But that, yeah. Once again, that's a problem. Thing.
That's
like.
I thought he was going to tell Rey that he loved her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people
thought. That's
what I
thought. That's, you know what? I'm not going to lie. That's kind of what I wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they had the most, like.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah.
He's so goddamn bad.
He came out.
I can't stand the fact that those two kissed in the end.
I agree.
I can't stand the girl thing.
Ben and Ray.
I know, dude. Like, listen, if I was like a 12-year-old and like you explain this to me, like, and then there's just these two massive fleets and they fight each other, and then these two girls kiss, I would have fucking loved this movie. I've been so excited. But the Ray Ben thing was awful.
Go back one second.
Really? I think that's the like literally only good part of this.
No, I hated
trilogy.
It.
I hated
but
that.
But go back one second to the Finn thing where he's like he's trying to tell her that he's supposedly force sensitive, but there's no hints that he's force sensitive throughout three movies.
Yep.
Until he looks at a Star Destroyer and goes, "It's on that one." How do you know? Gut feeling. All
right,
let's believe him.
He was right. The last hour of the movie is when he has, I think, three episodes where he's force sensitive.
Yeah.
There is that weird thing how like he's like just using a lightsaber in Force Awakens.
And,
but like then again, they sort of like desensitize us to like Jedi. Like it's not like a thing like you need to be like extensively trained.
The original trilogy, it was kind of like implied like that. But then everybody was like, but Han uses it.
Yeah, but it's entirely like,
wait, what do you mean Han? Oh, yeah, when he cuts open the tauntaun.
Well, I mean, Grievous uses them. Like, he uses, seven.
You're not technically, you don't have to be a Jedi to use
it.
Because even what's his,
that's why I said original
trilogy. What if you kill the Jedi? Because, you know, Jedi do die, and they do lose their weapons. So, I don't think that was the, I think it's, again, the missed opportunities in the second movie, and then throughout the third movie, and I really wish that either A, he told her, or B, he showed up right at the end and, like, she had the lightsaber in her hand, and he force pulled it away from her.
Did something. Show us.
End on that cliffhanger. Not some old lady walking by who's implied to be her mom.
Wait, you know, that's what? Not,
no. I literally thought
her dad died. Saw her dad die.
They both died.
Are you sure? Because I just saw the dad.
No, there's no way they were implying. No. I thought that was maybe on Beru. And it wasn't.
No. I thought it was like one of the people from episode one that were in the town.
Annie.
Yeah. Like that old lady maybe. Who's like...
Again. You know, it's
oh, there's a storm coming. Okay,
but why couldn't it have been Watto?
It's so far outside of town. Who's wandering around with their camel at that
she
point?
She was so lost.
What are you doing there with the moisture foam?
Which, we'll come back to that, the ending... in a little bit.
Yeah,
but back to the kiss between Ben and Rey.
Well, hang on. Can we back up a bit?
Oh, my God.
Okay, no. We're just going to talk about
the
kiss.
Yeah, really quickly, the kiss.
We're rolling.
We're so rolling. Unstructured on this one. We're sorry, guys. It's just pot shots. But yeah, no. This movie deserves to be pot shotted.
But, like, at no point...
Well, I'm trying to give credit where credit's due.
No, but, I know.
A lot of this stuff.
Like I said, I was entertained by this movie, but...
I honestly... Okay.
Okay, really quick. So that whole like deal with them kissing, there really wasn't any like sexual tension going on through the past three movies at all.
Are you sure, dude? Like, because in The Last Jedi, he's got like a shirt off.
Yeah, but that's weird. Like, that wasn't.
What do you mean
like,
that's weird? That's like sexual tension.
Yeah, and Rey said it like, put a shirt on. You're my brother. She was saying, can you please put a shirt on?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't like. Well, I guess we'll talk. It was like, oh. But like...
Maybe my mind's in the gutter.
Maybe. But like... And like, this movie also ruined... Based off that kiss. It's like, it was heavily implied in the prequel trilogy and even some of the expanded universe that Palpatine created Anakin through the use of the Force. He created a child without a dad. So therefore... Based on that, she's basically kissing her or a family member. They're like, which think about it. Like, she is the granddaughter of
she called herself Luke kisses, a Skywalker.
I mean, Luke
at the
kisses
end.
Leia,
and they didn't know though.
They're what, like third cousins at that
but
point.
Neither does Rey. I don't.
I it's that's just real, that's like it's Luke just weird. Me. Like.
But hey, that's the new thing on like the porn websites. So
yeah. You got to do the
maybe that's like JJ's like 30-year plan.
Oh God! But like I just like I saw that and I was like that is no, I didn't ask for that. Nobody asked for that.
It kind of ruined anything, that moment.
Yeah, if anything, we wanted Finn and her to kiss.
Yeah,
I would have rather had that.
Or Finn and Poe to kiss.
It is funny because
apparently a lot of people are after that.
Because really? Leading up to, well...
No.
A lot of people were after that.
I know, but...
It was funny because like, the entire time up to that point of when they kiss, it was just like, Kylo, dude, she's not going to fuck you. Like, like, dude, she's not interested, man.
So like, that whole... The whole leading up to that scene...
Yeah.
When Rey dies.
Mm-hmm.
Rey dies?
For like that 1 second before Ren brings her back.
I totally forgot
that. Wow, you forgot about that? Yeah, well, she's like lying there with their eyes open like,
I remember that moment because I saw Rey die and we got, Ben comes back. And I went, oh, this is going to be interesting. Rey's dead. Now Ben has to rebuild the Jedi Order.
Yeah.
And, like, that's his redemption.
Oh, but this is a Disney movie, Sam.
And then he, like, walks up to her, he holds her, and then I remember, oh, yeah, we've established twice the Force can heal people.
Yes, it can.
Not twice, Sam, thrice.
What was the first time?
The very first time you ever see Force healing is in The Mandalorian.
Well, no, I realize that.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
But that's also like I look at that as like he like sucks the poison out, not like brings him back.
No, but you actually see the skin heal in the episode.
You do?
Okay.
Yes, yeah, you do. I'll take your word.
But they intentionally released that episode before this movie came out for that reason. And I sat there, and when you watch her like Rey heal the snake thing that's under the sand, that's so totally not like a Sarlacc. When she no, but like they they're on a desert planet and they like fall into a monster pit.
It's a totally different scene.
But I honestly don't remember any of this.
But when she heals that and like, if that was the first time I ever saw the healing, I would be like, oh my God, come on guys. But the fact that Baby Yoda does it, I'm like, yeah, okay, I believe this.
Yeah, but Baby Yoda,
because I trust Baby Yoda more than these three movies.
Like, wait, so what was, sorry, what was the other occurrence?
When she stabs on Death Star 2.
Oh, so all the, so literally every occurrence of that has happened within like the last week.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
no, it wasn't. Well, I don't remember even bits and pieces of Last Jedi or Force Awakens. I know it doesn't happen in the original six.
No.
Well, it's like, it's also one of those things where like, that's not a difficult bridge to cross.
No, I agree.
Like, the Force can heal people. Like,
but it only makes sense now because the Force is like meaningless. It's like, it's just magic.
Yeah, no, like
the magic mythos. I think my biggest gripe with these three movies is it's just destroyed like the mythology of the series.
Yeah.
Like, utterly and completely. Like, there's no limits. The Force, like, has no, you know, and, like, look, what George Lucas did when he was like, oh, yeah, it's midichlorians, like, it didn't really, like, add or destroy anything. Like, the limits, I don't think, like, the limits of the world were any, like, more or less tested than they were in the, like, right? Like, there's nothing that happened in the first movie.
It just ruined the sort of vibe of it.
Yeah, it's the mythical vibe. It went from, like, a mythic kind, like, oh, this mystical, magical thing. It went from that to more of a biological thing.
Yeah, it was like over-explained, not necessarily inconsistent. This has just been inconsistent.
Yes. Because
it's like, there's so many things in these three movies that's like, well, why didn't they do that previously?
Yeah.
If it was possible.
Right.
Like the whole light speed thing, that was really bad.
Oh, like the speed jumping?
Like, that's, yeah. I mean,
I can't stand that.
Like, just not how light speed works.
No,
like, how they've said it.
The probability of them going from planet to planet with all the pillars and shit. No way.
Like, it was supposed to be. Yeah, you can't, like, stop on a dime and, like, light speed. That's not how light speed's supposed to work.
And how are they tracking them the whole time?
Well, that too. I mean, like,
but the second movie, that's even.
That. Yeah, they explain that one ship can,
but
there's no one ship that is.
Right.
I think
they destroyed that.
There's a lot of things that are unexplained, and you have to take it as they come. But that shouldn't be the case with these movies.
Did you guys know that Tantive IV was in this movie?
Who?
The Carillion Corvette in the beginning from like the opening shot of Star Wars.
Yeah.
I just totally missed
that. Yeah, you see it in the final battle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's in the hangar.
They actually show it like take off in the hangar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of it's like there. The one shot that they just like linger on.
And also like how is that still a thing?
Right.
I really was hoping for a better space battle than that though.
Yeah.
Really hoping for a better one. There really was
nothing there.
Here's my first like dip into this is totally a rehash of Return of the Jedi. There's literally a scene, Sam, where our good character is standing there in front of an open window watching her quote friends dying in a space battle while the Emperor is saying strike me down and join the throne.
It's the same thing.
It's a different story.
The same scene.
No,
it's very similar to the scene.
And at the same time,
they never chase a MacGuffin in Jedi.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. I don't think I think it's not a remake in the sense of like Jedi's like so much. You know,
it's like a different story.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's so like lazy. Certain it, points.
Yeah, no, there's literally like different parts where like. It's just, but it we matches up way too.
I can see where you can so kind of line the two up.
But it's a different story.
But there's, it's definitely a different story. But there's no way this movie compares anywhere close to what Force Awakens did to A New Hope.
You're right.
The other one's a carbon copy.
The other one is carbon copy. Every 10 minutes, you can tie back to the New Hope.
Maybe it's just. For the most part, the end is a carbon copy of.
Oh no! Yeah, like the imagery for sure.
Where like they show Wicket the Ewok and his son like standing there, and then they switch to Bespin, and then they like.
How the fuck do you know he's his son?
Yeah,
because you have to read this.
How dare you assume his gender too?
Because it's Warwick Davis's son. So
it's his actual son. There's a lot of secret things that you can read online, but
yeah. No, but like just that end sequence of like, yay, everything's better. It's almost identical to how Return of the Jedi ends.
Oh yeah, for sure. Can we talk about the ending?
Okay.
I did feel like a little something, but like that should be, you feel like everything in the world.
Like
Rey goes back to
Tatooine. Why'd she go to the Lars homestead?
Like, I'm supposed to know?
Like,
well, where else is she supposed to go?
Does she know about the Lars homestead?
I'm trying to figure out how she knew about the Lars homestead.
How does she know about the Lars homestead?
Luke talked about it.
There has to be something.
But why would Luke want her to go back there? Why would he even mention that?
Because he grew up there. That's his home.
Yeah, but it's.
But I think people know about Luke Skywalker. Although, granted, like clearly, no one's like kept up the moisture farm.
Right.
Well, like Sean, like I know we've kind of gone beyond this at times here, but like I always bring up the old classic. Dude, it's about space wizards. Why are you nitpicking this?
I'm not.
Because it's dumb. Because it's kind of them being like, well, I want to end on binary sunset. You know what, so how are we going to do that?
You know what was dumb? When she was like, "I'm Rey
Skywalker."
It and is I was like, "Fuck you."
It is kind of funny though how like the prequel and sequel trilogies have ended like in binary sunset,
yeah.
But the actual series doesn't.
Yeah,
and like that's the only good
but
one.
In like
Revenge of the Sith. Ones that are trying to like ape the actual movie like doesn't work at all. But the one that just
but
bypasses
like,
it.
But so compare the two endings of both trilogies. At the end of Revenge of the Sith, I got a little teary eyed because
that's great, dude.
I loved it because I was like, everything's coming back. It's the binary. Oh my god, this one I'm like, you're gonna claim to be a Skywalker at Lars homestead. Good job. Like, why?
I'm just so upset. It's like
I did.
I would rather have seen her go to Dagobah or someplace.
No, not that. Or that other wherever they were.
Wherever they were, the forest planet, and Finn show up and force pull the lightsaber, and she starts training Jedi again. I would have much rather have seen that than her become a hermit at Tatooine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they don't imply she's just living there now.
Yeah,
she just went there to bury the lightsabers.
No, I think she was
scoping out the place to like, this is where the bedroom's going to be.
I think
where we first met Beru in the first movie, and let's walk over here. And
they were one blue milk away from me from leaving that movie theater like two minutes early.
Imagine if you heard like the whispers of the ghosts that once lived there.
Did you? I would have even loved it even more if Alec Guinness showed up as a Force ghost and be like,
"Yes,
hi, we should start this back up again."
But it's voiced by Ewan McGregor because
whatever you know, who
which like, I'm fine with.
Apparently, Star Wars fans are real upset. Apparently, Star Wars fans are real upset that they use both voices in the voice.
I don't care.
People I don't suck, care because there care. Is an age gap in between. People's voices do change between 70
right.
and
I do,
34.
I do because they did the same thing with Force Awakens, but it's like I understand where they're upset, why they're upset because it's like just one. Like, do you really need to do both?
Yeah, but they're two distinctive voices. They harken to sort of emotional things.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's but a cut. I don't
it's
know.
A cut. It's a callback.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't bother me, but like at the same time, I'm like, probably.
But if they did a Force Ghost, I would only want one. I would only want one of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doing a Force Ghost.
It would be weird if like, there were two.
I think both of them were there.
It would have been Alec Guinness. Yeah.
And they do like a song and dance with each other. That's all I wanted out of this.
How awesome would it be, like, if at the end they all appeared to help her and, like, in the back is, like, Kit Fisto?
Right? See, again, this is stupid.
Like, Kit Fisto shows up like he's, what's his face, in Rogue One, like Jimmy Smits. It's like, oh, fuck, it's Kit Fisto.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what other notes I wrote. I think we touched.
I have a positive. Okay. When Leia dies... Chewie's reaction.
Oh, that!
Oh my god, I felt for that little guy.
I was like surprised when all like because like everyone else's reaction seemed like very underwhelming. I'm like, oh, this is not going very well.
And then cut to Chewie. It's like, no! I'm like, oh man, something's gonna get fucked
Finn,
up. Man.
But Finn knew that. I mean, the way that was shot was good because Finn's looking at it and then he's like, oh shit, Chewie is gonna And then that's
he should have died.
Chewie?
Yeah.
Yeah, not that way, though. Not on
no
the
way.
That was dumb. If that was how he died... Yeah,
you're right, though. Yeah. That would have sucked.
They've already killed off all three of the mains. You don't kill a fourth and a fifth.
Dude, it's Chewie. No one cares.
I was scrolling through Facebook before I saw the movie, and then I saw somebody... I think it was MovieWeb did something, and they posted... The picture was Lando as a Force ghost, and I'm like, shit, this movie's going to be awful.
Oh, God.
and then, you know, it didn't turn out that way.
Good.
But it was just...
Yeah.
No. It was just, you know, I was freaking out, man, because I saw that and I'm like, God damn it, this is gonna be awful.
Little did you know,
yeah,
it's gonna be bad for a totally different reason.
Yeah,
because that might have been interesting.
See, even then, I don't think overall, I don't think this movie was bad. I don't think it was good, but it was, like you said, Sean, it was entertaining.
Yeah.
Are we at final thoughts?
Yeah, we're at final thoughts. We're running.
Because I think we can kind of talk about... I mean, look, this is always going to be a long one.
Yeah, we knew that.
But we got to talk about kind of big picture legacy stuff, too. I thought this movie was atrocious. I thought this was...
It was bad.
This was, like, Fallen Kingdom, like, just... I mean, it doesn't, like, invalidate Star Wars to me.
Right.
But, like... It's like really sucks.
We need to go back to the drawing board if we want to continue this.
Yeah.
Well, but I've already seen what it looks like when people know what they're doing with The Mandalorian.
Right.
And like, it's not like I'm done with Star Wars. I'm just like, these people have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah. It was horribly, like, for me, the complaint, the movie was fun, like entertaining. I don't want to say fun, but like it was entertaining. I was entertained. I wanted to see how things were. But like I said, they just didn't know where they were going to start and end, where that's like literally where they should have started, was where are we going to end this? And they just didn't. And it felt that way.
So my final thoughts is this. As a straight up just movie, yeah, it's okay. It's fine. As a Star Wars movie, nothing in this is the reason why I love Star Wars.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it was so safe. Nothing really like interesting or even like really stupid.
See, we're saying safe, and I feel like it's not safe so much as just easy.
Yeah, easy, because safe.
Safe would be like, I don't know, something super. To me, when you say safe, like they change so much. Yeah. Like, so much is actually, like, affected because of, like, how actively dumb this movie is.
Right. Oh, really quick, Maz giving Chewie the medal at the end and so being like, this is your... Which is, like, I put my head in my hands at that point, and, like, I read about it. Because like,
what, he didn't get one?
He didn't get one in A New Hope. So he gets one in here, but the problem is that through the canon expanded universe, they already fixed that mistake. He already got a medal. So basically, yeah. JJ just ignored what is considered canon just for that one stupid scene.
How many people the number of people who watch the movies are probably not the same number.
But these are also people who don't care that he didn't get a medal. The only people who care that he didn't get a medal are the Star Wars fanatics.
Here's the thing,
but I'm a fan, and I didn't know he got one.
I didn't either, but like...
Did you understand what was even going on there? Like, that was the medal from the first movie? Because, like, I knew it was.
Okay.
I didn't know for sure, but that's what I suspected it was.
Yeah, me too. I was like, I think that's what just
it took. Once I saw it, I didn't realize it at first, but maybe 2 minutes later, I like, oh, that's what it was.
Right, and like, I only just now, after the movie, I think I connected the dots, because I think someone must have said that at some point, that like he didn't get a medal or whatever. But that's not even a thing.
No,
dude.
but like the fact that you didn't even need this in the movie.
They just have
people would have been okay.
They just have no idea how to make these movies.
No.
See, my final thoughts about this are this movie was the movie that was. It didn't break any bounds, but it also is a Disney movie, so I'm not expecting anything strange, anything weird.
But
I'm expecting safe. That's Disney.
But The Mandalorian, like, there's weird in that.
There's also a difference between a $200 million budget movie than a TV show produced solely for streaming.
But I still think Rogue One's really good.
Yeah.
Everyone that I've talked to has agreed.
Rogue One is slowly becoming my number one favorite movie in Star Wars.
Here's the thing, though.
That's a hot take, which we can get to in a little bit.
Here's the thing, though. Last Jedi took some risks. They failed. Mm-hmm. They failed miserably.
I don't think it failed in total. I think I think stuff they did worked. It was just, you know,
it just didn't work. This feels like the wrong reaction to that, where they're like, oh, so we tried something different and it didn't work, so let's just not try anything.
Yeah,
I see. I'm not faulting anything for that. Again, this movie alone does not take anything away from Star Wars for me whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever. It definitely says who I think should not be leading this, but this trilogy as a whole is the trilogy of missed opportunity in every single way.
Yeah.
It is a funeral for three of the most beloved characters of the 80s and 90s and 70s. It's essentially a 3-movie long funeral. That's really all it is.
It really is. And by, could we just, for like a microsecond here,
mm-hmm.
Han Solo?
Yeah.
He didn't look that good.
What did we think of that?
I was okay with it.
I'm okay with it.
Because it was a vision.
If it was actually him, then he needed a little bit of cleaning up. But yeah,
it was a nice little callback, though, to that scene where he does get killed, where he says, I don't think I'm strong enough.
Yeah.
And he kills him, and it's sort of saying, yeah, he's strong enough now.
And like you're saying, it's if there was one person to... He's afraid of what he needs to do.
Yeah.
If there was one person to try and convince him, it would probably be his dad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I was okay with that scene.
Yeah, it didn't bother me as much as all the other Force Ghosts CGI characters we had in all these. So.
And like the overall theme of this new trilogy basically takes the overall theme of the previous two trilogies, which is that Anakin is the chosen one. Anakin brings balance to the Force.
Right.
And it ignores that prophecy and makes a brand new one saying, no, it was Palpatine who was supposed to bring balance to the Force.
And literally, it's just one movie that says that.
Yes.
But now that is...
that is this
that
trilogy.
Is the word.
That is this.
Yes.
That is the message.
So,
well, do we want to do the rating?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do a rating now and...
All right.
Because then we gotta do the other part of... We can't have a Star Wars movie without ranking all the movies. All
right. Sean, why not? Go for
it. I went with a 5.8.
That's wicked low.
Yeah, it was a bad movie.
Sam?
6.2.
3.9.
3.9? Jeez, I get this a 75.
Brings me... Jesus Christ.
Well, that's a high mark.
Brings me no joy.
Not a 7.9, a 79.
No, a 7.5. 7.5. I had such low expectations for this movie. That's probably why it's...
I did too.
That's probably why it's so
I did
high.
Too. And it was a bad movie, but I was entertained.
I gave it a little bit... I was... Which is weird why you gave it such a low rating.
Because it was just bad. Are you marking these?
Yeah, I marked them down. They were just really bad. Like, this movie, it was just bad. Like, their reasoning, the failed opportunities. But like I said, I was entertained by it. Would I go see this again? I doubt it.
Like I said, there was parts of this movie that were just fun and interesting and exciting, and then other parts of just like, what's going on?
Like when they almost killed 3PO. And I say almost because they were like, it's going to kill 3PO. It's going to kill... Wait, don't astromech droids have his memory backed up? It's like, yeah, but they haven't been together in a while.
No,
like,
no, they're unreliable. He said
they're unreliable. In my head, they haven't really been in the same room for a while. So he doesn't really know much. And then he shows up and, boop, nope, 3PO's back to normal.
Oh.
It was a cop-out.
It was easily a cop-out. Oh, yeah.
Kill 3PO.
Yeah. Like, because before this movie, we were given a list of all the characters and we had to say whether or not they're going to live or die. I chose 3PO to die. And seeing that this is Anthony Daniels' last movie, that's a fitting way to kill him off. Saving his friends.
Yeah. It just would have been more effective if Chewie was there, and maybe Han Solo was still alive, or maybe...
Yeah, I think or like if R2-D2 was there,
or
and he had to say goodbye to R2-D2,
yep.
I think that would have been so touching, because like, why are you not bringing R2 everywhere? Why is he
stuck behind?
Why is the lack of R2 in this movie?
Yeah, I don't like that. There needed to be more R2, because, like, their banter back and forth... Because, like, 3PO had some good lines, but, like, you didn't really have R2-D2 to bounce them off of.
I don't know. Don't get me wrong. I don't think this is a rewatchable movie.
I don't. And Last Jedi was the
I
same
can't watch. I still have yet to finish a second round of Last Jedi. It's like I three quarters of the way it. Through, and I watch 5 minutes at a time.
I didn't even. I own all the Star Wars movies except for Last Jedi.
That said,
this
I'm,
one.
I'm at the Benicio del Toro part, so I can't really. God. It takes me a while to get through
that.
Yeah,
that is a dumb part, and I like him as an actor.
All right, you want to move on to?
Oh yeah, well. I mean, I guess, you know...
It's early. It's an early ranking right now, but...
Yeah. Well, do we want to talk... Yeah, dude, let's just... Fuck it. Let's just do the ranking.
All right.
I don't know.
We going bottom up? Yeah, I can go bottom up.
We're talking just the nine.
Are we talking just the nine?
I was throwing everything in.
Oh, you were throwing all of it in?
All of it. I'd even be so far as throwing Mando in, but that's going to fuck it up too much.
Yeah, that's a TV show.
I can probably go nine right now.
I'd say let's just stick to the nine.
Yeah, let's just stick to nine, because I can go nine.
All right.
So at bottom up, yep. It's going to be Last Jedi for nine. This is all off memory, so bear with me for a second. So it's Last Jedi, then yep. Force Awakens.
Wow.
Then it's this one, so Rise.
Okay.
And then it is episode... Oh, Jesus. 3, 1, 2. So Attack of the Clones is my number four.
Okay.
And then it goes New Hope, Return, and then it would be the second one, Empire.
Okay.
That's okay. My number one.
I wrote it down. Yeah, that's a weird one.
What? Okay, hang on. Just do the numbers top to bottom.
Top to bottom. So his favorite... So it goes from favorite to least favorite.
Yeah, there we go.
5, 6, 4, 2, 1, 3, 9, 7, 8.
So you have 2 and 1 above 3.
Yeah, I'm very surprised on that one.
No,
yeah.
No. It was Empire, Return, New Hope.
No, but you have... No. Episode 2. 3. We're talking about prequels. You liked Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones more than Revenge of the Sith.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
That's a spicy take.
That was. Who's next?
I'll go.
All right.
I'm gonna
bottom to top or top to bottom.
No, let's do descending. So all best to worst.
Yeah, okay. That was hard to do it backwards.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Return of the Jedi. Empire. I'm gonna say Star Wars. As in Episode 4.
Right.
Revenge of the Sith. Force Awakens. Episode 1. Return of the Jedi. No. Jesus Christ. The Last Jedi, Attack of the Clones, a massive gap. This piece of shit. And I would probably throw Rogue One in as a top 3 movie. Yeah, and Solo is like too. Anywhere between episode 3 and 8, somewhere in between there.
All right.
This is a great movie for Attack of the Clones. This is an incredible, like, there's never been like this movie. It's just so thoroughly worse than that movie in every single way.
Yeah.
And the dialogue in that movie is incredibly bad.
Oh, yeah.
And this just blows it out of the water. Like a fleet of, like, dark Sith ships.
Sam, do you want to go top to bottom?
I'll go top to bottom.
All right.
So top, I'd say Jedi. Empire. What should I do after that? I'll say 3, Sith.
Okay.
Then I'll go Force Awakens.
Wait, you haven't said Star Wars yet.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Then I'll do New Hope.
Force Awakens is above that.
Yeah.
It's the same movie. Can we make it tied?
Right.
They practically are. They're back to back.
Right. Yeah. All right, keep going.
So is it New Hope? I'll go Last Jedi. What am I missing? Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones?
1, 2, 9.
And this one. Okay. Yes. I'll do 1, 2, 9.
All right, you're up.
Now me. All right, so the obvious choice, 6, 5, 4.
like we've all done. Mm-hmm. And right. then after that, I would probably say episode 3, episode 1, then episode 2.
Whoa, what?
What?
You put two... So
he's put two over so this last trilogy.
All of the trilogy, all the new trilogy are the worst three movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said the same thing.
And then it would be...
You really need to go back and watch those movies, man.
I've seen them so many times.
I think I've watched Attack of the Clones.
Here's the thing with Attack of the Clones for me.
Out of all the Star Wars stuff on the Disney Plus app so far.
Here's the thing with Attack of the Clones for me. It has one huge redeeming factor.
The third act is really
Yoda.
Good.
It has Jango Fett in it.
Oh, okay.
Like, come on.
All right.
Just
give me CGI and space battles. That's really all I care about. Yeah.
So then it's Force Awakens... Then it was this turkey, and then it was Last Jedi.
Wow.
Really? Last Jedi was worse than this one?
Because I left Last Jedi angry. This one, I left confused. So.
Huh. I just left dead inside.
They're really close, though. So, don't get me wrong.
I guess the next question after all this is, the answer to everybody is yes, we want more.
Yeah. Just not with them. When this first trilogy started, people said J.J. Abrams is in charge, and I was hopeful. Now, if J.J. Abrams is involved, doubtful.
He should stick to Star Trek and stay with the other Star franchise.
Well, the thing is, though, the last Star Trek, which he wasn't involved in, was actually, like, decent.
Yeah, it was, like, had the best ratings, too, and was nominated
for
an Oscar.
You didn't like his first Star
Trek? I thought
the
first one's fine.
I love
the first
one.
Well, the first movie was, like, actually just Star Wars, really.
Yeah.
The problem with those was the same problem with these Star Trek ones, where it was just, like, it was so damn generic.
Yeah.
Like, so those Star Trek movies had nothing that made Star Trek fun.
No, I get it.
Like, it turned into an action movie, and, like, Star Trek, at best, is, like, not really leaning into the action.
So would you guys rather do... next question. Would you rather have Star Wars individuals?
Yeah.
Like Solo and Rogue One?
Yes.
Or would you rather
do
another saga?
I don't know if the trilogy model works.
No. Not for... Well, they need to... build their fan base back up with like what they're kind of doing with Mandalorian, where it's like you can trust us, like here's something that's actually like okay, like oh, pique my interest a little bit. They can't just be like, we're doing a new trilogy, like that's just gonna sound the alarms for all the fans again,
right? And I mean, look, what's they've really been clearing out the decks. I mean, this Rian Johnson trilogy is not gonna happen.
No.
Game of Thrones guys have left.
Yep.
So I think they're just trying to figure out. Maybe they'll give it to like Taika Waititi or something. He'd be great.
My concern is who's heading it.
Well, I'll tell you who it should be. Probably should be Feige.
Should be.
I don't know if they'll do that.
Somebody who I would not really mind.
Favreau.
Yeah, I was gonna say Favreau. Like I want Feige to stay in Marvel Land. He's doing a good job there.
He's got that down to a science.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, it's starting to show through, like, Black Widow trailer is more Marvel formulaic, cinema. But
here's the thing. I'm interested to see where he's going from here, because he had his giant arc that he did a great job with, but now it's over. What's he going to do next? If he can overcome, like, the fact that he can't rely on Iron Man and Captain America anymore, and he has to like move on from them, see where he moves on, what he does from here with these movies, and who the next big bad guy is going to be, kind of thing.
What do you mean?
Like,
you're trying to see where he's going.
Yeah.
He did the two Iron Mans, and then he's done a bunch of Disney, and now this.
No. I'm saying with the Marvel thing. The big story arc of Marvel from Iron Man to Endgame is over. That's the big overall story arc. Where's he going from here?
Oh,
as
fine.
In with Marvel. Where's those stories going to go? And if, like, it's so easy where the next three or four movies could just suck because they don't know where they're going next with this story. And so I'm more interested in that before, because, I mean, for all we know, what he did with the Avengers, like, massive movies, he just could have gotten lucky.
You're talking about Feige.
Yes.
Right. I think with Star Wars, they're just going to put the pause button for a while. Like they're doing, they're going to do this Obi-Wan show, which I think has already been.
It's
green. They're shooting actual episodes.
Yeah, I think they're actually shooting.
So that's going to be a thing. I'm fairly
What about the two guys from Rogue One, that show?
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a Cassian show.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if I've heard anything lately about it.
See, yeah, I kind of want... anything. I wouldn't mind if they did another... I wouldn't mind if they did a couple movies, but it's one-offs. Yeah. And it's only one-offs. Do not build out... Build out the worlds.
What,
yeah. Don't
what
build
about
out the
Solo
sides.
2?
No.
No.
But it's got Darth Maul in it.
So call it Maul.
But, like, didn't that...
What are the odds that this Obi-Wan... Do we know if Obi-Wan is going to have Darth Maul in it?
No.
Because it
no
better.
Idea.
Well, I'm not saying it would be... It
I mean,
be
he does
great
fight...
If it did. And I don't want Solo and...
But,
want
like,
in the
wasn't
Solo
that
too.
Moment when you see Darth Maul at the end of Solo and you're like, yes,
but
this is the stupid shit I remember.
But it's a prequel to the trilogy. Yeah. Let's move on from the Skywalker saga. Let's go forward.
I would have preferred a Maul movie over a Han Solo movie. Let's go with that.
Well, that's, you know, it's not going to sell as much.
Really, though? Like, I understand, like, a Han Solo movie, knowing what we know now.
Now, even
but you can't possibly say, like, the a guy, Han Solo movie would be more interesting than Darth fucking Maul.
The guy who has, like, two lines.
Who gets cut in half.
Sam.
Who has zero personality other than Grimace.
Yeah, think about it this way, though. How huge is Boba Fett as a character? And how many lines does he have?
Yeah, inexplicably. Like, I don't know why he's such a huge character.
Maul was... If you're talking about, like, what this trilogy was able to do, Maul was a huge missed opportunity for Lucas. Because
yeah, they should have just fucking thrown him in this one, dude. He should have been the bad guy. That would have been sick. It been better than the fucking Emperor.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Actually, you know what? That sort of almost makes sense, too. That it would be him avenging his former master.
Yeah.
But that's not really how Sith work. They're like, well, fuck that guy. That guy
right.
sucked.
And it, yeah. Strike that down their master.
Yeah. Well, so,
how much do we want Kathleen Kennedy gone?
Yeah.
She needs to be, like, gone yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yesteryear.
We'll see how this movie does. You know, it's got a decent hold over Christmas week, but it's such a weird week. It's tough to really.
Yeah.
It's 517 total million right now.
I don't know. She's also had just, like, I'm not on board with, like, she has to go because she's had a mixed record. Yeah, the trilogy has sucked, but all the standalone movies have done, like, are pretty good.
Solo has
which is
done
surprising
as well
financially, yeah. But, like, it's a pretty good
yeah,
movie.
I think Solo's. Yeah. I think Solo is better than any of the three trilogy movies.
Yeah, and
I
we've
agree.
Gotten Mando out of this, so it's like.
Yeah.
It's a mixed bag with her, so I don't
know. It's.
I don't think she's going anywhere.
I don't
so.
Know
no,
how
not.
Much input she had in the Mandalorian. So.
She probably had a lot.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah. It's a TV show, new platform. All the pressure was on her. I guarantee you she
I don't know. I feel like somebody else might have had a bigger hand than that,
yeah.
than Kathleen Kennedy.
We'll see.
Anyways.
Yeah, we'll you know, see. Again, I don't even know how much it really matters, how much she even really matters, if it's just going to be a total, you know, corporate mentality on Disney's part, you know?
Yeah. So, all right. Do we want to wrap this up here? It's been a long time.
We're under two. I thought we might push two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well. I guess...
So, next week...
I guess I tried to force it.
Next week, we will be talking Mando.
Season finale.
Next week, we'll all be cats.
Yeah.
Next week, Mando. I finished The Expanse. I can give a couple takes on that.
And, all right. Maybe we'll have a little Irishman discussion.
Maybe, yeah.
Possibly. So...
So yeah, there'll be some other stuff. And we never really did our top 10 or, you know, year-end list.
No, we got to wait until... We got to wait for a few weeks. So.
Okay, well, we could do that.
All right, well, have a good New Year, everyone. So yeah. That does it for us for this week.
Bye.
Until next year.